to another episode of Drivers, Morning Reads Inside Look into the Golf Industry. I'm David Klein with Sports and Leisure Research Group. You know, here on Drivers, we bring you industry leaders who build brands that carve out unique spaces in the marketplace. And today's guest, Anne Broholm, definitely fits the bill. As CEO of Ahead USA, Anne brings a fascinating perspective to the golf apparel and accessory sectors. So let's tee it up with the president of Sports and Leisure Research Group, John Last.
Thanks, David. And Anne, thanks so much for joining us today. You know, I always look at myself as still being young and early in my career, which is probably lying and rationalizing. But I do feel old when I think that I still remember back, not only when we first met, but I still remember when Ken Schwartz introduced Ahead to the golf market back during my days with the PGA of America. And back then, he really did transform the category with a number of different bold styles and really a different approach to marketing headwear. Give us a sense of how the brand has evolved and how you're positioning it today.
First of all, thanks, John, for having me today. Thrilled to be here. Ahead really did trailblaze back in the early days and really drove that trend of secondary graphics, bold graphics. And that was a time when most golf shops were still only featuring core logos on headwear. So we've definitely continued to evolve since then as a brand, though. I describe it, we're a much more multidimensional company now than we were back in the day. Our initial recipe, that one you spoke to for success, was a look that you could spot a mile away, and we gained huge brand awareness. But, you know, the look of 25 years ago is not the look of today. So we've had to adapt to stay relevant and really thrive. And, you know, at the heart of it, we haven't lost the core of what we do and what we stand for, and that's creative ornamentation on headwear. We just have a little broader menu now.
Absolutely, and it's funny. Obviously, one of the highlights that I always have every late January is walking around the apparel section of the PGA show and seeing what you guys have to show, as well as so many other innovative exhibitors in Orlando. Obviously, we won't be doing that physically this year. Talk about the pandemic and obviously the absence of the show and how, at least in the physical sense, and how that's impacted your sales and marketing strategy for the year ahead and what your expectations are for the virtual show itself.
Now, I can tell you, sitting here in Massachusetts in January, I am going to miss the show this year. It was a great trip to Florida every year, and I think all of us will miss it in the industry. But, you know, like every company, we've had to adapt both our selling and our marketing approach and pivot into a much more digital online approach in all that we do out of necessity, really. And, you know, as for the virtual show, we don't know what to expect. I have really high hopes for it, actually. I think it'll be connecting with customers, with pros, with buyers in just a different way. We expect them to come to our virtual booth and, you know, take a sneak peek, look at what we have to offer. You know, it's a much more limited offering than we'd be able to do in a huge booth in Orlando, but they'll get a taste of what we're bringing to market. And hopefully that's going to generate some excitement and lead to a follow-up with our sales rep in the field, either virtually or in person at some point in time. So we have high hopes for the show. I think a lot of people do, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, one of the things I always loved about the show, and this just kind of goes back to when I was involved in the whole merchandising business side of golf, was kind of walk around in the soft goods and apparel section and try to get my arms around what the trends were going to be in terms of coloration, in terms of style. What are some of the trends that you're seeing today in the category?
Yeah, so seeing trends in the category, I'll speak to headwear because that's kind of what we're focused on right now, but also apparel. Micro prints have been huge. Small prints, motif prints on polos, we've translated that into headwear, and that's been extremely strong for us, both in apparel and in headwear. And we've adapted that trend to, you know, other product categories. Color's big. I think people are ready for some nice infusion of bright, uplifting colors after the year we all had last year. And while white and navy and khaki and graphite will always sell, no matter what the apparel category is, there's a demand for more color. At Ahead, you know, back to the first question, we're always working on ways to stay on top of trends and ahead of trends and create trends in ornamentation. And there's a wide range of trends right now that are being interpreted in different ways. And on headwear, for example, take a patch logo. It can be done very large with a raised border that appeals to a certain customer and a certain look. Or we've brought a very successful ornamentation technique to market called the Cambridge patch. It's a much smaller, little almost undersized identity patch with featuring a customer, a pro, a shop brand. And that's been very popular as well. Small lettering continues to be hot. And the baseball style cap is actually definitely having a moment. It was actually, there was write-ups at the fashion shows in 2020 about caps being featured on the runway. So, you know, that part of our business is really seeing a lot of lift, and it's very, very, very healthy right now.
Obviously, one of the things that Ahead prided itself on, and that, you know, we were certainly cognizant of from its inception, was its focus on green grass and its focus on obviously customization from a facility-specific basis. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, as we've seen the evolution in golf retail, how and has that impacted the strategy of the brand at all? And how do you kind of bridge that gap, obviously, you know, given something that often is an impulse purchase at green grass as opposed to something in more of the big box channels?
I think golf retail has certainly become more sophisticated, you know, in the time that I've been in the golf industry. And I think that the merchandise, the shop, if you will, it doesn't exist just now as kind of a service to the members or an afterthought at the public facility. It's an integral part of the golf operation. There's real business being done. There's real profits being made. And there's really an attention being paid to merchandising and to smart merchandising within the shop that maybe didn't exist at that level, you know, 20, 25 years ago. So how we've had to adapt, I mean, we've had to be, you know, smarter and better with our customers and really help them key in on what's going to drive their sales. And that varies between a private shop that's high end and has a certain clientele, you know, to a public place that has multiple more rounds. So it's really knowing your customer and working with them to bring that best assortment to them.
What about the whole shift towards digital? I mean, what's been the philosophy and how have you kind of moved into that space, given a category that, you know, in a lot of ways, you get to feel it and see it and touch it. Is it an important part of the category?
Yeah, I mean, it's apparel and headwear, anything soft. It's a tactile purchase, right? You want to touch it, feel it. You want to feel a hand. So I do think there is something lost when you go fully digital. And for us, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, we've had to go digital. We've had reps who are showing products digitally on a Zoom call. We've had, you know, recorded showings of products being put out there for our customers to view. And I think that people have adapted. And I think that we will continue to evolve in that way and try new digital tools. But once we're able to, I really do think a in-person meeting and face-to-face appointments are going to return. You know, people want to see and touch the product. They want to see their rep. They want to see, you know, you want to see our customers. I miss seeing our customers. So I think there's going to be a balance. I don't think we'll ever return perhaps to where we were before the pandemic in terms of, you know, not really using digital. And we've all become adept at all these formats that are multiple. You know, there's more digital formats than I have shoes almost. I mean, every day you're going on different Zoom or GoToMeeting or what have you. But I don't think that's going to go away entirely. But I do think supplementing it and swinging the pendulum back a little bit will be healthy.
Yeah, I would agree. It's funny. I was having a conversation earlier this week with an executive in the industry, and we were talking about the show. And yeah, the one thing that I kind of remarked on is, you know, even with all of the virtual components of it and the thoughtful approach that's been taken, there's nothing that replaced walking 5 feet down that show floor and running into somebody that you haven't seen in a couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see how and if that void gets filled in. Let's talk a little bit more generically about the business over the last 10 months from your standpoint. Obviously, this has been a fortunate time for most sectors of the industry. I leave out the food and beverage folks, of course, who have struggled throughout the pandemic. Talk to me about, you know, that great word again, pivot. What's been your pivot beyond, you know, just the virtual communications and relations with customers? Has there been anything else that surprised you that's gone on industry-wide since March?
Well, I want to speak to the game for a minute, because what surprised me, you know, when this pandemic hit, who knew what was going to happen with our individual businesses, our industry? And I think being in the golf industry has been extremely fortunate for those of us who are in the industry, because I've sat for many years on different meetings, as you have, John, you know, discussing and strategizing how do we grow the game of golf? And, you know, all it took was a little pandemic, and now we have, and we need to keep that, right? We need to capture that. As far as, you know, golf rounds off the charts, you mentioned food and beverage, lagging behind. Certainly retail has lagged behind too, because there was, many impacts on the shop in terms of capacity or not even being open. But what surprised me is, even with that, how many shops had a pretty decent year. I know that my pro shop was actually ahead of budget this year. And that's with, we're in Massachusetts. We had some of the most strict regulations and opened latest for golf. So I think that's been a surprise, just how resilient the business has been, both on the game side and the industry side.
And it's David. One of the things that John and I talk about constantly on the podcast is that the COVID-19 pandemic really created a moment where the entire industry was having the same conversations at the same time. Give us a fly on the wall perspective on the conversations around March, April 2020 that were going on at AHEAD, and what were some of the most interesting decisions that were made from those initial conversations?
Yeah, so we were closed. We closed down for 8 weeks. So the conversations going on were very high level and strategic in nature. And I think, like many businesses, we were just initially having conversations, how do we position ourselves to, come through this, right, in the best possible way. We didn't have a feeling we were going to go under or not make it. That wasn't the conversation at all. But how do we really get through as healthy as we can get through, so that on the other end, we're in good shape? And then the conversation turned to tactical. How do we do things a little differently? I mean, certainly when you reopen, after 2 weeks or 2 months of shutdown, you're a little disorganized, you're a little discombobulated. There's things you need to do. You need to make sure that every order that you took and you had and you were supposed to deliver while you were closed, the customer still needs it, or they reopened. So the conversations were very tactical, very strategic, and very in the moment about, fighting through this. And then as we got through it, it was probably about August, we dusted off our 5-year strategic plan that was supposed to be implemented starting this year that we put on the shelf in March. We dusted that off and we started working on more strategic forward-looking plans. We had to get back to the high-level forward-looking thinking. But right in that moment, David, it was, we got to do what we got to do. Make very tough decisions, change course, maybe pull back on some inventory. All companies had to do things like that. And it wasn't easy. You don't have a book on the shelf you pull out and chapter 24 is how to lead through a pandemic.
Definitely, to use the familiar phrase, unprecedented. And obviously the impact on our business and the insights industry, certainly very much of the same ilk. I mean, you've got to make sure that every client is being taken care of, that they're being satisfied, that they've got a good understanding of what the consumer's going to want. And, for those who've been following our back to normal barometer, that's really been the focus of, really understanding what it takes to get people to re-engage with activities. And fortunately, the golf business has been in a good position for that. And obviously that's going to hopefully continue to transpire from a soft goods standpoint. People are going to get back out there, and with the crossover from on-course wear to off-course wear, certainly going to be excited to see some of the bold new styles that AHEAD's going to have in the marketplace in the months to come. And thank you so much for being with us.
Seems
like the time always flies through on this podcast, but really appreciate your perspective. And we'll look forward to catching up with you, hopefully again, at some point down the road on this. Thank you all for drivers. And we look forward to seeing you on our next episode.